Blog Talk Radio.
Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was developed so that you'd have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers that your guidance wants you to know, the answers that can actually help you to make those changes. So if you have questions about your life, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And the focus of today's show is supposed to be love. I'm not sure exactly where guidance wants me to go with that, but it was their suggestion, and I take their suggestions. So you can have a call about love or about anything else. Actually, I'm not sure there is anything other than love when you come to think about it, because that's what we're actually made of. So this is your chance to learn more about love. Let's go to our first caller in area code 631. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Sue, and good afternoon. Thanks for taking my phone call. I was calling about love life.
Okay. So what's your question?
When do you see it for me?
Okay, let me check and see what they want to say about that. So what they're saying is that, you know, we have these ideas that our love life is something going to happen in the future, that we have to wait for that special someone to come. And they really want to remind us that it starts with us. It starts with loving yourself. And the more you
love yourself.
The more you're inviting other people to love you.
Yes, no, I do.
I do.
I'm just looking to meet the right person. That's all it is.
Okay, well, they're saying that you don't have just one person. You have several choices. In fact,
how will I meet this person?
You meet them simply by being who you are, by going out and doing the things that you enjoy, by letting your light shine because you're having so much fun. That's what makes you so attractive. You have to be in any particular place doing any particular thing. It's that you are living your life being you. That's what they are really looking for.
Yeah, I've been
and
being
so
me.
As long as you continue to do that and you keep having fun, that's important. Have fun.
Yeah, I know, but I'm tired of having fun alone. You know what I mean? It gets boring after a while. I mean, I have friends and stuff, but it's not the same. You need everything in life.
Well, there are two of them that are really close to you. So they don't actually tell me, you know, you're going to meet them next week or anything like that. They just say that they're really close and that let your light shine, and they're going to see it, and they're going to come to you.
Well, what was I going to say? I had someone who's a little younger than me want to take me to dinner on Saturday, but I'm a little concerned about the age difference. I don't want them to think, oh, this is going to be fun in the sun. You know what I mean?
Why are you seeing age as an obstacle?
Because most of the younger men just want one thing.
Well, go and have fun. You don't have to give what you perceive most of these younger men want. You can still just go out and have a great time.
That's true.
And maybe he'll learn that there's more to a woman than just, you know, that part of our anatomy.
You're
That's
right.
Something that a lot of people need to learn.
I know, you're right. They do. They do.
So go and show him. Show him the whole you, the fun you, the wonderfully vivacious, intelligent you.
Right, I know. That's what people have to learn nowadays. It is more than that. You have to, you know.
So go teach him.
Well, I hope.
What you're going to learn.
Do you think that he's going to cancel? We're supposed to meet Saturday.
I'm not seeing that he has any need to cancel.
Okay, and what about someone from the past? Do you see them calling?
Okay, the first question I get is, why are you looking towards the past?
I don't know. Because I guess there was no closure on it.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking towards the past, then you're not seeing what's ahead of you.
That's true. So you said two people you see in my future? To go
I
on dates?
Two in your near future and two further out.
All right. Well,
so
that's good.
There's a total of four of them.
Well, that's a good thing. And real quick, I work full time. Do you see me getting a part time babysitting job to make extra money or anything? Or doing something extra?
Okay, so the first thing they ask me is babysitting something that you love?
Not love, but now, you know, you got to do something where the money is and you can't, you know, what's good for your days and hours, you know what I mean? I don't want to be working weekends at retail.
But what is it that you love to do?
I don't know. You can't really do what you love. I mean, you know.
Well, actually, you can if you have the belief that it's okay for you to be doing.
Well,
you got to
make money,
too,
you know what I mean? I don't really have, a passion, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody has a passion. You need to find out what yours is.
No, I really don't.
No, you really do.
No, I don't.
You just haven't discovered it yet. But it's there.
Okay. What do you think it is, huh?
Let's see if they're willing to tell you. Well, they're not willing to tell you. They're showing that it's right. It's right there. It's right below the surface. You don't have to look hard in order to find it, but it's there. You do have a passion. They encourage you very strongly to discover what your passion is. You know, spend some time just thinking about what it is you really enjoy doing. What is it that you do that when you're doing it, you lose all track of time, like you're in a different space?
I like to dance, but it's not like I can teach dance lessons or anything like that. So, you know, cooking's okay, but I'm not a chef. You know what I mean? So there's no real thing.
You don't have to be a chef in order to live your passion.
Well, it's not really a passion. I mean, I really don't have a passion.
Well, you might want to contemplate on that some.
All right. You know how some people are good cooks or they're good at this or they're good at that. I don't really have any fortes.
Sometimes people find that what they have a passion for is not something that they're actually good at right now. It's something that they become good at once they admit that it's something that they love doing. And they find that it comes easily to them once they start doing that.
All right. That sounds good. I'll try. At least I don't know what I'm really good at.
Well, look and find your passion and then look for something that you can get paid for that involves your passion.
That's a hard one.
But it's worth it because it's so rewarding to actually enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah. I guess putting makeup on people, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you know, you can try a variety of things. this is a part-time job. It's not, you know, your career. So you don't have to stick with this for the rest of your life or anything.
Well, if you put makeup on people, it's weekend, it's nights for $8 an hour, you know, unless you're a makeup artist. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, all right. So, well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And maybe it's when you're doing your passion out there in the world that these wonderful people are going to find you.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 206. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Austin.
Austin?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Austin. What can I do for you today?
Hi. I wanted to find out what I need to do to heal a relationship that I'm in. We've been broken up for about 2 weeks, but we're still living together. But it doesn't seem like whatever I do is working to bring us back together.
Okay, so do you know what it is that's taking you apart?
I'm not exactly sure. His response is that I'm controlling, and I could be because of his drinking. So he wants to drink, you know, whenever. No, his drinking.
Okay. So.
And I kind of think he's depressed or something. He kind of acts like that. I don't know.
So what did you find attractive about this person?
His sense of humor, and we always had fun hanging out, doing things together. And it didn't always involve alcohol. But his group of friends are kind of focused on that.
Okay. So was he more of kind of a carefree person than you were?
I would say I was probably the responsible one.
So that tells me that, yes, he was more carefree.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, I'm the one that made sure the bills were paid, and he didn't.
Okay. So in a way, you wanted to, knowingly or unknowingly, you wanted to kind of rescue him, kind of fix his life.
I guess. I mean, I didn't realize that in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, you know, anytime you set up a relationship where you are going to be rescuing someone, you are going to reach a point where they are going to really resent you because
they
don't need to be rescued. And it sounds like you may have reached that point where he doesn't, in his eyes, you do not see him as your equal. You see yourself as better than him. You know better than him. You are the one that can tell him how to fix his life. Therefore,
right. He
is less than you are.
Right. That's
and you
true.
See how that wouldn't exactly make someone want to get all warm and fuzzy with you?
Right.
So, if you let go of the need to be in control, what would that feel like for you?
It would probably be less stressful.
Yeah, a whole lot less stressful.
And I've been trying that for the last couple weeks.
To be himself. Well, would you be willing to do a little work on it right now?
Would I what?
Would you be willing to do some work on it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right, so I will ask you questions, and they will have a yes or no answer. If you say yes, I will say words that make no sense, so don't even try to make them make sense, and tell you to breathe. The breathing and the saying yes are your part of it. And as we do this together, you are going to be letting go of some of these beliefs that you need to be in control. Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So you've come to a point in your life where you realize that even though you work really, really hard on being in control, on being the responsible one, on taking care of other people, this isn't really working for you. It isn't bringing you the love that you want to have. It isn't making you appreciated by those that you are rescuing, that you are helping. So are you willing now to let go of the need to be in control?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pop, box, shorts, boys, and beyond. Take a deep, deep breath. And just let it go. And so you're in this relationship, and you have done everything you possibly could for this person. You have just made sure that they understood exactly what it was that they needed to understand so that their life could get better. You have worked so diligently to make their life better, and they just don't appreciate it. Are you willing now to admit that you really don't know what someone needs to make their life better, and that each of us has the right to make our own choices?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breaths. And let it go. And so you look at this person that you love. You care about this person, but you see that they have habits that are really detrimental to their own health. And there's a part of you that says you are supposed to save them. You are supposed to keep them from going down that path, from creating a life that's going to be just full of ruin because they are not actually being responsible. Are you willing to accept that everybody has their own path in life? And even if you don't understand why someone has chosen the path that they are on, it is their choice, and you do not need to fix them.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. Breathing all the way down to your toes. And let it go. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel lighter.
Yeah.
And I haven't done the pod, pop thing since I met him, actually, so to do more of that.
Yeah, because he's come into your life to show you what it is you believe. That's what everybody's coming into our lives for. So, you know, he's showing you that you can be a little bit controlling, a little bit manipulative, even though you're doing it for what you consider to be the highest possible reason. Manipulation is manipulation no matter what reason you're doing it for.
Yeah.
And people don't like to be manipulated. There's absolutely no reason why they should like it. You wouldn't like it.
No.
So.
Wouldn't.
Let him be who he is being. And if it means that this relationship is over because you've learned what you needed to learn from him, let him go. And move on to someone better. Someone who's more in alignment with who you are now. So would you be willing to do that if that's what it came to?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So let me see if there's anything they want to tell you. Yeah. Your guides are saying, relax. Just relax. Don't worry about anything. It's okay. Just relax. And I see that there are some other choices out there for you. And so if this relationship ends, it's not like you're going to be alone and you're going to have to get 70 million cats or anything like that. You're going to have other choices, and you're going to have a great life. So let yourself actually live it, okay?
Okay. So just kind of give him the space then, I guess.
Yeah, give him his space. And if you find that you personally can't live with what he is choosing, then just let him know that. And then
okay.
You guys can go your separate ways if that's what you decide to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but
thank
I think
you.
That if you stop pressuring him and, you know, give him his space, then he will stop rebelling so much and you won't find it as much of a problem as it was.
Okay.
Okay?
I will do that.
Thanks. All right. Thanks for calling, Austin.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, before we go into our next caller, I want to say that if you are in the chat room and you are logged in and you have a question, you can go ahead and type it, and I will get to your question when I see it. Okay, our next caller is from area code 337. Hi.
Hi, how are you? How are you doing, Grace?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? My name is Candace. I am in kind of a, well, very a spiritual connection, friendship that's more than a friendship kind of a situation. I'm with a guy. We have this very, very strong connection. And I would like to see where this is going because we've been really talking about a lot of things, and we're both, he's 40, I'm 31. We've both been through some stuff. So we're both basically healing each other in a kind of way. And, you know, a bunch of insecurities are pulling up, a lot of things like that are pulling up and stuff that we both, he's not used to. Somebody who's genuine and honest and true, really wanting to be with him. And I'm not used to a faithful person in a kind of sense. So it's like I would love to see where you see this going because we've both been talking a lot about things that's going on in our life. But basically trying to heal. But I would love to see where you see this friendship going.
Well, I see that at this stage in your relationship, you are both being kind of a sounding board for each other. You are giving each other the opportunity to really say what it is you've always wanted to say, but for whatever reason you didn't say it. And to recognize that there can be more in a relationship than either one of you has ever had in the past. And so it's like you are stepping stones in each other's lives. Now, you want to know whether or not these stepping stones are going to turn into this big, beautiful island where you get to lounge around and drink coconut milk and eat papayas. I have no idea where that came from. And they were showing me this big, beautiful island with you guys lounging on it and sipping out of coconuts. Okay. Let's see what they want to say. Okay. They're saying, don't worry and don't rush it.
Okay.
What you're building is, yeah, what you're building is a strong foundation of love. And since you are both coming from places where you've been hurt in the past, give yourself a chance to really start to trust in each other, to trust in love. And the more you allow that trust, then the stronger that love becomes. So, yes, there is potential for him to be a life partner.
Yeah.
And that can be marriage or whatever it is you guys decide you're looking for. So that potential is there. That is one of the options that you guys have.
Yes, that's definitely a strong, strong connection there. And
yeah.
And we talked last night about, it was like, it's like, why do you think that I'm this way? You know, like, what? I haven't done anything for you to even just to say that I'm this way. You don't really know me like that. And I'm like, I'm not wanting anything from you. That's the thing. It's because you thinking that I want something from you. You know, like, it's got to be a catch-22. It's not.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not something that he's not used to. He's like, I'm just objecting, and I'm just observing things. Like, are you sure you're not projecting something that you're thinking that I am and I'm not? That you're seeing something that I'm not? And I'm like, no. How about I just think you're an amazing guy because you are an amazing guy? And it hurt it because I've never heard somebody tell it's a hurt in his voice because whoever hurt it him or the things he's going through made him something to believe that he's just this ordinary guy, that he's not this person that I'm looking at and that I see when I see him or when I talk to him. And he's a person that's been so used because he's never really talked about his feelings or never really been that person that's emotional. And he thinks he's so sensitive. He is very sensitive. He doesn't even realize it that somebody who's really crazily in love with him. And it's hard for him to believe that. And I don't understand why. We talked about
that
last night.
We go through many different things in our lives. And sometimes when you find someone and you find that you really care about this person, that you actually love this person, but this person isn't really ready to accept that anyone could really love them. Sometimes you just have to hold back a little. Not in hold back, you know, in how you feel about them, but hold back in letting them know how you feel about them. Some people are afraid of the L word. So, you know, you can tell them that you care about them, that you adore them, you know, that you look forward to being with them. But if you use the L word, they're like, oh, my gosh, I've got to go.
Yeah,
just
it is something.
Just be who you are being. Feel what you are feeling, and let him know how you feel in ways that he is willing to accept. And just give him time because he's letting go of a lot of pain, and there's still some in there that he's still letting go of. So let him, give him the space to be who he is, so that he can start to see who he really is.
Do you feel he feels the same way about me?
He does.
Okay. Because I had I've questioned that because of like, okay, I'm not, you know, I was like, okay, does he have sex with somebody else, and I'm just so naive about it, and I have to really realize that I didn't know. I'm not used to somebody who's genuinely sweet and kind. He's not sneaky. He's not the trifling type. He's nothing like that. And just by him being the way he is, he's honest. And I admire that. No, he doesn't even realize how much I admire that. But I'm not used to being that, so I'm just like, wow, you're such an amazing guy. You don't even know how amazing you are. And you know how we women, that's something we ain't used to, especially used to being surrounded by guys that only want one thing. Because I've always, guys always loved me for my looks. And, I'm a beautiful girl. It's not saying that I'm down in my looks, but when you meet somebody that's actually wanting to get to know you, then that one just be a trophy for them.
Right.
That feels nice. And I don't date because of that reason. I'm divorced and I have a daughter, and I have to protect her as much as myself. And I know she's not around men at all, because I'm not around them. I just basically am a person. I take care of my daughter, and that's my number one priority. And so then you meet somebody like that, it's just like, wow, it's definitely a connection there. We both didn't expect it. You know.
Well, just give yourself a chance to let this grow and develop. Because he does care for you. I can see that. And you're in his heart. So that you're right about that connection. He's in your heart. You're in his. It's there. And you guys are just kind of feeling your way so that you can start accepting who you both are.
Yeah.
This is part of your evolution, your growth. And this could grow into an absolutely fantastic relationship.
Yeah.
So just let it.
He's so amazing. He is very amazing. And I wish that he was enough. I wish he knew that. I know he knows that I feel that way about him. He don't even understand why I'm feeling this way. He's like, I don't understand. I don't do nothing. I haven't done anything. And I'm like, you don't have to do anything. That's the thing. If somebody tells you you have to do this to be amazing, then what does that tell you about them? That's a conditional mindset, isn't it? It's telling you, in order for you to be good for them or good enough for them, you have to be this and be that. And just, you know what, when somebody really cares about you, you don't really have to. You just being yourself. That person thinks that the most beautiful thing in the world just by you being yourself. You know.
Yeah. And that's a wonderful way to be. I mean, to have the ability to just be who you are and not have to pretend or meet anybody's expectations or jump through any hoops to prove anything. And you're
and
moving past
like,
all
you're
of
not
that
rich.
Whole crap.
Yeah, I thought I'm going to say you're not rich. You're not. I'm not using it for your money. I'm not here just to be with you because I need some other, because I don't need that. I'm okay by myself. But how about I just like you because I think you're an amazing guy? How about you are amazing because you're honest, you're sweet, you're kind. You don't know that. I'm like, yeah, I do. You're genuinely honest. I see that. And everything that you've told me, you've been that way. I see it in your heart, your soul, even in your eyes. You're nothing like trifle. You're nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
How about, and it's like, it's just objective. I'm just observing. And he's probably, he was like really looking, trying to look and see if there's a catch to this. And I'm like, there's no catch. But it really wowed me, the fact that he just like, he just didn't expect that. I guess he just didn't. He just maybe thought that I was just trying to find a superhero in a plain person. And I'm like, no. I know you're not a man. He's the same exact height as me. I'm 5'7". We're both 5'7". So it's not like I'm looking for this person on a white horse or anything. I told him, like, yeah, you don't ride a white horse. You're not. I mean, how about you're an amazing guy because you're an amazing guy? How about that? And I want to get to know you. And that one time I asked for your money or anything like that. We went on our first date. We went to get a drink because I wasn't even hungry. I had just came from a rehearsal, a singing rehearsal. And I said, I wasn't even hungry. It was so funny. He was looking for restaurants. And they were all, like, extremely full. We went to this place, we went to another place. And I was like, how about we just go somewhere and just talk? We don't have to necessarily go get something to eat. And we did. And it was very relaxed mode, and we just talked. And I was like, believe me, I'm not asking you anything. I've not asked for one thing from you. I just want you to be you. And so I said, well, let me do something amazing then. Let me just be amazing so you can. I'm like, well, okay, fine. You want to do it, then do that. But I'm still going to think the way I think about you. Men are so confusing.
It's so complicated.
Okay, you're complicated because y'all are just like, wow, that blew my mind when he said that. This is a guy that's 40 that observes everything to the T and writes everything down. So he's looking for something to be not right. So, yeah. He's amazing, though.
That
he's
makes
just
it
amazing.
Hard for him to deal with you then because you apparently don't have enough stuff not right about you.
Yeah. I found a lot of things that I'm hard on myself too, but I would never ever say, what makes you think that I'm going to accept it and say, yeah, I know I'm awesome. I'm going to say that. I'm going to be confident and proud because I've been through some stuff. And I know I'm an overcomer. Especially I went through an emotional abusive marriage. Well, I know I'm amazing. I got out of there, and I'm still sane. That takes a lot. So I know I'm awesome regardless of how hard I am on myself. I'm still an amazing woman, and I still have great morals, and I'm a great mom. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I know that. I know that. Even though sometimes I might not feel that way, I still know it. And I still have that to believe in myself, knowing that I am amazing and know I deserve it. So, yeah. But I do talk a lot, and he doesn't understand that either.
Well, he's learning. He's learning about you, and he's learning what he used to believe about all women may not be true of all women. So this is a learning process for him, just like it is for you.
Yeah.
So just give yourself the space to learn and just be who you are. And don't worry, it's not a race. You don't have to, have him fall madly in love with you and marry you within 60 days or anything like that.
Yeah.
So just relax and enjoy the process.
Yeah.
You're getting to know somebody else and you're getting to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So what could be better than that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Very much true. It's definitely a process, but I'm enjoying this process because I'm starting to really see you, and I can, there's definitely a connection there, and I've been fighting it because I told him at one time that because of how I feel about him that I can't be with him, and I had to walk away, and I told him that. He didn't understand it. He was surprised. He was like, well, I understand, Rosa. You're an amazing person and stuff like that. And I was mad at myself because I said I was going to walk away from him. I told him that.
Mm-hmm.
I told him that I was going to walk away because the way I feel about him, I just want him to be happy. And I thought that because of the way I feel about him and the connection that we had, I didn't want him to... I didn't want him to feel that I was distracting him. Because deep down he felt that way too. He wasn't going to tell me, but I knew.
Yeah.
And he tried pushing me away too.
Well, you know, sometimes we don't want to look at ourselves. We don't want to see what someone else is showing us, so we try to run away, and then we turn around and realize that, okay, maybe I do need to see this, and we come back.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that he does care about you. I do see that, just like you care about him, so that's there. Now you guys can decide what you want to create with this. And let yourself learn the things that he's showing you. Because all of the things that you notice about him are things that are in you. Otherwise, you wouldn't notice them.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives you an opportunity to let go of some of your old crap, which is always a wonderful thing to do.
Yes. And I'm learning. I'm doing it. I'm taking a process, but I'm doing it too.
Good.
Yeah.
Because when it comes down to it, it's not about him. It's actually about you.
Me. Yeah.
And this way you'll be able to teach your little girl how to be a strong, independent, loving woman.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Great. So was there anything else?
Wow. Do you pick up on any kids in the future? Any more kids for me? I only have one daughter, and I would love another kid.
Yeah, that really depends on so many different factors. But there is a possibility of more children in your future. It really depends on, you know, who you end up with and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a possibility of more children in your future.
Yeah. Because I definitely want more kids, and I know he wants... He wants kids too. He doesn't have any.
Okay. So. Well, yeah, if you end up with him, I see two more children.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow. A boy, probably one.
They're not showing me sexes. They're just showing me that it's two more children.
Mm. Well, that sounds nice. And if you don't mind me asking, when do you see that, like, kid and another kid coming in our life, if that happens?
I'm getting that it will probably be at least 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Because you guys would need that time to really adjust to each other. And to have that beautiful, solid relationship.
Yeah.
Because you want to have a strong foundation before you start having kids with him.
And you know, as far as we're not even dating yet. It's not even saying that we're it's not dating, but we're more than friends. It's obviously that. But we're not we're together. So you know. And I was like, I know this is gonna be a while a process for me and him. I know that. You know. Yeah. Wow. It is 2 years, and he definitely, well, it's not going to be as long as I thought it was. Then.
No, just because I said 2 years doesn't mean you have to work towards 2 years. You know, it can be longer if you want it to be.
Yeah.
I'm just showing you what I see right now. Now, everything is subject to change. You know, in 10 seconds, it might turn into 20 years. which would make it really hard for you to have kids because you'd be 50-something. But, you know, everything's possible.
Yeah. Wow. Is he like the more of the stronger soulmate that I will meet? I know he says other possibilities and other people that comes in your life and stuff. Everybody has free will and everything, but is he? What am I saying?
Well, see, they don't really show me, you know, that one is stronger than another. Each one
mm-hmm.
has their own opportunities for
mm-hmm.
you to learn.
Yeah.
And so right now you have met him and you are learning things through this relationship with him. There are
yeah.
some others out there and you would learn different things with different ones of them because each
yeah.
one is their own person.
Yeah.
So if you decided not to have a relationship with him, then, yeah, there's another one that's not that far away. So you're never stuck with anybody.
Yeah.
No, we always have choices.
I mean, I definitely don't mind being stuck with him. I'm being honest. I don't mind being stuck with him. That's the thing. It's like, you know, I know there's a reason why we are together for that reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he doesn't want to go anywhere either, you know.
Right.
No.
Yeah, he's one of the options in your life, so you can decide whether to take this option or pass.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it, yeah. Yeah, he's an amazing person.
And I don't know if he's the kind of person that would be, you know, willing to work on his issues with you if you guys had a particular healing modality, you know, that you could use to clear out your issues. I don't know if he's the kind of person that would do that with you, but that's something that you might want to talk about.
What do you mean, like?
Things like, you know, the emotional freedom technique or, now I can't think of a single solitary one of those different things. There's all those different ways of clearing out the clutter from our lives, from our old beliefs and all of that, so that we can move into the truth of who we are. And
yeah.
if you guys, you know, work on that together or maybe, you know, go to a workshop or something like that and experience that kind of
that's
a clearing...
I think that'd probably be wonderful. That's something that we could do. I think like the culture that we get, but I think that because he's spiritual as well, he's very much very spiritual as well.
Mhm.
So that might be something that we both can look at. Hmm.
You might want to just check out the different choices that there are, and you know, any of them could. Depending on who it is that's doing the teaching, the directing, the facilitating, whatever name you want to give the person up there at the front of the room, it, depending on their where they are in their life, some of them are very spiritual and some of them are very clinical. So I'm sure you could find something that would be more about, you know, centered in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you guys could have that spiritual aspect to the work that you're doing.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so
okay.
much, Ms. Barb. Thank you.
Well, you're quite
Thank
welcome.
You.
And
well,
I hope that you have a wonderful time learning and exploring this wonderful man.
Yes, ma'am. And I'll definitely update you and let you know what's going on, if we've made it official or anything like that. I'll let you know. It's ought to be interesting, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I would love to know.
Okay. Thank you. You have a blessed day.
You too, Candace. Thanks for calling. Okay. So now I guess it's my opportunity to talk about love. Oh, love is such an incredible way of being. And it's something that we don't actually really understand. What we have been taught about love, most of it is it's just not true. Yeah, we watch these movies and these people fall in love and they look into each other's eyes and they do incredibly stupid things a lot of times. And you wonder, you know, is that really love? Am I supposed to turn into this completely unthinking being who just, I don't know, like losing your mind so often? And the truth is, love is a reflection of what is you. You know, it's like when you meet that someone that you really care about and you see things in them that you don't like. This is after you've gotten past the honeymoon stage, of course. Those things that they're showing you that you don't like are things that are actually inside of you. So the love is reflecting what's in your own heart, what's in your own mind. And it's giving you the opportunity to heal yourself. Because frankly, you're the only one you can heal because you're the one responsible for you. And so these love relationships that come into our lives, and it doesn't mean just, you know, your partner kind of love. Even your children are showing you you. In fact, they show you you more than anybody else on the face of the earth because they grow up to be just like you. So all of the things that you don't like in your children, you need to see those things within yourself so that you can heal that, so that you can let that go. This doesn't mean that your children are going to change because they are their own person, their own little people, and they get to make their own choices. And yes, they do get to make their own choices, even though we've been taught that we're supposed to control children until they reach the age of 18, and then we suddenly spring them forth and they don't know how to do anything because we've spent our whole lives controlling them. And that's why they tend to get out of control. But that's kind of the setup that we make. But when you love someone and they love you, then they really are reflecting back at you the things that you have within yourself, just like you are reflecting what they need to see. That's why you come into each other's lives. Start appreciating the purpose of people in your life. No one's there to save you. And if they are acting like they're there to save you, then you really need to look within yourself and see why you believe you need to be saved. Because you only attract into your life what you actually believe you need. And then you can let go of that need to be saved. And then you can actually appreciate someone for who they are instead of what they can do for you. So often in our lives, we look at what someone else can do for us. And it's not about that. It's about what they're showing us, what we can learn, what we're being taught, what the lesson is. And then when you let go of the whole idea that they need to be a particular way in order to be right for you, then you give them the freedom to be who they are being. And you give yourself the freedom to choose whether or not you actually want them in your life. We spend so much time judging them, judging ourselves. And judging never actually brings us light, never brings us love, never brings us truth. I was reading something the other day, and it was saying that you are always making choices, and your choices are you're either moving more and more into the light or you're moving more and more away from the light. And that's it. You're either going towards the light or away from the light. Well, if you're judging, you're going away from the light. If you're criticizing, you're going away from the light. If you're condemning, you're going away from the light. If you're hating, you're going away from the light. If you're loving, I mean really, truly loving, and true love has no conditions, no expectations, no strings. That is in the light. If you're feeling peaceful, you're in the light. Joy, you're in the light. Abundance, you're in the light. And you can see the difference in the way you feel when you're in the light, as opposed to moving more and more into the darkness. So all of the worries and doubts and fears and all of that stuff from the past that you're hanging on to is usually taking you further and further into darkness. And you have a choice. And people come into your life to show you your choices. And so everyone has a purpose. Everyone that you meet has a purpose. Everyone that you pass on the street has a purpose. Start letting yourself see the lessons that you are being offered the opportunity to learn in every single moment of your existence. So I'm doing these classes on Monday nights, and actually I'm starting another one on Wednesday at 11 a.m. called Loving Your Body and Allowing It to Change. And I had my first class last night, and it was amazing. I mean, we were clearing up any resistance to allowing change into our lives. And we cleared up hatred of our own bodies. And if you don't think that you hate your body, then stand naked in front of a mirror and see if you're looking at yourself with love or if you're noticing every little thing that you consider wrong. And if you're noticing every little thing that you consider wrong, then you don't actually love your body. So we were clearing up all of that, and we were clearing up the need to eat food for comfort, to equate food with love, because that's one of the things that we learn in this society. Think of the holidays and all of the food, and so in order to show you how much they love you, they pile your plate full and you eat until you have to actually open your pants because you've got so much food in you, so much love. And there is no love in food. Food doesn't love you. It doesn't really care about you one way or the other. It's just food. So we were clearing up that and any guilt you might have about food. And it's amazing how these beliefs that we have about our bodies and what we put into them have such an impact on our lives, on who it is we allow ourselves to be. So this class was just wonderful, and I'm so looking forward to the one on Wednesday. And if anybody wants to join, you know, go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and you'll find the information there. We are really coming into the time when we are recognizing who we are, when it is time for us to let go of all those past thoughts and beliefs about ourselves and to start embracing our own self. And this is a big thing. And this is something that everybody is going to have to do. It's part of your awakening. It's part of your accepting. It's part of your loving yourself. So I encourage you to think about it. And if you decide you want to be a part of the class, then all the information is there. But start noticing. Notice what it is you believe. Notice whether or not you actually love yourself, whether or not you actually treat yourself with love. Because love starts with you, starts in your heart, in your life. And if you don't have the love there, you're not going to find it anyplace else. Because frankly, you won't attract it into your life. Because we attract what we feel, who we are being. And the more loving you are, the more love you're going to experience. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and I will be back on Friday. I don't think I have a guest, in which case I will just share whatever it is that I am guided to share with you. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Bye-bye, everybody.